Welcome to Witness Wednesday. I'm your host, Pastor Mark Wood, with the LCMS Office of National Mission. Not in the KFUO studios. I'm at the National Youth Gathering with Andy Bates.
Good morning. No, good afternoon.
Well, whatever. It doesn't matter. You're at the National Youth Gathering where time just is
different. Transcend time. Yeah, I think that's the phrase.
Well, I've just been staying up a lot later than normal, so...
I don't think that makes us the potentate of time, though. That title's reserved for someone else.
Yes. I'll have to look that one up later.
But Witness Wednesday at the National Youth Gathering.
Yes. And we're in the middle of our Witness Academy. And this is the first time we've done this at the National Youth Gathering. The academies are, they're not just single breakout sessions, but they're a series over 3 days. And over those 3 days now, we've met with about 50 participants. And the first day was about how do we share the faith? What is a witness? How do we share the faith using, of course, our LASSI approach to witnessing? And then the second day, we just went out on the streets of New Orleans. We went down to Jackson Square, and we had a street evangelism event where the youth that were participating in the Witness Academy were actually out there talking to people about Jesus. So we just didn't talking about Jesus. We actually did go out and talk about Jesus with people, just random people, whoever the Lord sent our way and that we could engage. The kids were there sharing the good news of life and salvation in Jesus.
So about 50 people from the Witness Academy.
Yeah, we had about that for the total Witness Academy, almost 40. About 40 of us actually went out to the streets and for this witnessing event.
And what was, what was the response of the people on the street that were perhaps hearing the good news of Jesus for the first time?
Well, the responses were quite varied. If you've ever been in Jackson Square.
Walked through it yesterday.
Okay. It's a rather eclectic assortment of people. From street performers and vendors to tourists walking around. And during the National Youth Gathering, a large number of Lutherans as well. There's a beautiful square there. There's also a Roman Catholic cathedral, which is absolutely a gorgeous basilica. And we set up right outside in front of the basilica. One group did, and another group set up where the horse carriages are. So a lot of foot traffic, a lot of different kinds of people.
When I walked through there yesterday, I noticed that there were a lot of tarot card readers and people that supposedly had signs up, selling the service of telling your future, reading your palm, that sort of thing.
Yes. When we arrived there, there was a downpour. So we took cover. In like everybody else did, and there we engaged some people who were obviously homeless street people. Once the weather cleared a little bit, we went back out into the square, and the first thing you notice is this table set up where this with the voodoo words and emblems, and somebody doing some kind of fortune telling right there in front of the basilica. And so we set up right there where we would be in earshot of the voodoo fortune teller. What I thought was really striking, Andy, was how we were there sharing the gospel with people who were walking by and ignoring it while a crowd of people had gathered around this fortune teller paying money for some kind of message of hope. And here it is, the real hope that's only found in Jesus Christ being offered freely, and they're ignoring it. Just really, again, really striking when you look at the spiritual depravity that surrounds voodoo and fortune telling.
So it's certainly, the opportunity is there to witness, to proclaim the good news of Jesus.
Right, and we did have many people did walk by and or ignore us or wouldn't talk to us, but there were some who did. And I think in any evangelism endeavor, we need to remember that, the Lord is the Lord, and he's the one who's really going to be in control of whether we are able to engage people with his word or not engage people. And, you know, so we're out there, we're doing something that's trying to engage them. But if they walk by and ignoring us, we don't have to take that personally. We don't have to feel like it's a slight against us. In the same way, in our everyday life, where we're doing, quote, normal evangelism in its natural way, when friends or relatives, loved ones, fellow students, whatever, don't listen to us, we don't have to take that personally. We don't have to feel slighted by that.
How were the participants from the academy equipped when they went out to this event?
Well, the first day we talked through it. We partnered with Ongoing Ambassadors for Christ, who brought a seasoned team, what they call their travel team, of 8 youth who then could be youth leaders to the participants who didn't have these experiences. So they were working together in teams, so they were able to learn from their peers how to do this. And the Ongoing Ambassadors for Christ youth were very well trained, very enthusiastic. It was really a blessing to have them part of the Witness Academy.
So they got there. Did they just walk around the street? Did they set up camp somewhere? Or
we split into two groups. Pastor Matthew Tassi with Ongoing Ambassadors for Christ took one group. I took the other group. We're all wearing matching T-shirts. On the front of the T-shirt is a stylized United States of America divided into 4 parts, 2 red, 2 blue, with a purple cross where they intersect with the words, "Who will save us?" And this is the image is, you know, with the Republican convention starting this week, the Democrat convention coming up, the national elections in November, we're a divided nation. Some are red, some are blue. But either group has some hope that the person that they want to see elected will save us. But there's no hope there. So on the back of our shirts is Psalm 146 that says, "Don't put your trust in powerful men. They cannot help you." There's no help there. And this is the message we were using to get people's attention as we went out on the street. The "Who will save us?" So people were like looking at it. You know, they see the T-shirt. What's this about? We had little cards we could hand out with the same logo on it. So trying to get their attention. Then on the back of the card was something the Ongoing Ambassadors for Christ uses quite frequently. They call it their good news card. And it has John 3:16 paraphrased with blanks in certain spots. So as you read it, it said, "So God so loved blank that he gave his only son." And you fill the person's name in there. "God so loved Andy that he gave his only son." So that's how we are engaging people out there on the street.
How were you received by the people on the street? You said certainly some, you know, weren't interested or walked away.
Right. Some walked away. Some engaged. Some were already believers and were offered a word of encouragement one way or the other. It was interesting. One of the pictures that Matthew Tassi took showed a man sitting on the grass looking at the card. He had taken the card and walked away, but he stopped and sat down in the grass and was reading it. So it's we don't know what kind of impact we've had today. We sowed some seeds, and we pray that God would bring those seeds to fruition.
As the Academy participants were learning Lassie, tell me about their response to Lassie and learning and what they had to share in response to that.
Yeah, they liked the help that the acronym gives them and try to keeping track of where they are with people. It was a new idea for them. Thanks to the Youth Ministries group out of the Office of National Mission, because they included Lassie in the National Youth Gathering Bible as an insert. So it's now 25,000 Bibles are out there with the Lassie breakdown in it. So we used that on the first day to walk through how to witness. On the third day of the Academy, we then talked through how are we going to take our experience in New Orleans and put it into our everyday life using Lassie. So we'll get the second part of Lassie in that third day, and then we hope the kids will be able to take this home and be more effective and active witnesses of Jesus in their everyday lives, not in their abnormal, you know, once-in-a-lifetime event like a National Youth Gathering.
What can adults learn from youth when they return from the gathering?
I would say if you know a youth who participated, in the Witness Academy, listen to their stories, their experience. I think we should find encouragement that the youth are willing to go outside of their comfort zone to share the gospel, a willingness to learn, a desire to share the gospel, and are looking for the resources and the encouragement to do that. And as adults, we should be both encouraging our youth to be open and active witnesses of Jesus and be motivated by their willingness to do the same thing in our everyday lives.
Yeah, thanks be to God that, one, that we have this gospel that that we know, this good news of Jesus that we know, and two, that we have the opportunity to share it as well.
Right, and we reiterated with them in the Witness Academy, this is not a burdensome task that God has laid on us or some kind of proof of how much we love Jesus. But instead, it's his invitation to join him in his heartfelt mission to seek and to save the lost, and to join him in that mission so we could also join him in the joy that he has when those who are lost are gathered into his family. And just as he says in Luke chapter 15, rejoice with me. And we have that wonderful privilege of working with Jesus and rejoicing with him as he gathers people into his kingdom.
Wow, thanks be to God. Well, certainly it's been, I'm sure, a significant experience for the youth who attended the academy and perhaps those people out on Jackson Square as well.
And for me, I find it very encouraging to see this kind of energy and interest. And we had to cut off the youth academy at a limited number this time. I think what we learned from this is we need to make this larger. There's a lot more interest out there among our youth, and that's encouraging too.
Very good. Well, reporting from the National Youth Gathering, I guess we'll be in the studio next time around.
Sooner or later.